Experimenting with Magnets. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Magnets. Magnets are objects that are able to draw some other objects towards them. Some magnets are formed naturally, like rocks that small metal objects can become attached to. Other magnets are man-made, like the magnets used to attach things to the fridge. All magnets have two things in common. First, they contain magnetized metals, like iron, cobalt, or nickel. Iron, cobalt, and nickel are metals that have magnetic qualities. A rock that attracts metal objects will have magnetized metals in it. Second, all magnets have two poles. One pole is called the North Pole. The other pole is called the South Pole. When two magnets are put together, unlike poles attract each other and like poles repel each other. The North Pole of one magnet will attract the South Pole of another magnet. But two North Poles or two South Poles, when put together, will repel each other. Chapter 2. The Compass. One of the most important inventions in history uses a magnet. This invention is the compass. People have been using compasses for more than 1,000 years. A compass helps people to work out where they are. The Earth acts like a giant magnet. It has two magnetic poles called the North Magnetic Pole and the South Magnetic Pole. The main part of a compass is a needle that has been magnetized. The needle is attracted to the Earth's North Magnetic Pole. When someone turns the compass, the needle will always turn and point to the Earth's North Magnetic Pole. Knowing the direction of magnetic north can help people find their way when they travel. Chapter 3. Electromagnets. Another important invention combines magnets with electricity to create electromagnets. An electromagnet is a special magnet that works when an electric current flows through it. When the electric current is turned off, the electromagnet stops working like a magnet. This type of magnet is used for picking up heavy metal objects, like scrap metal. When the electric current flows through the electromagnet picks up the scrap metal. When the electric current is turned off, the scrap metal is dropped. Chapter 4. Experiment 1. Aim: to turn an ordinary nail into a magnet. Materials: one magnet, one iron nail, some paper clips. Procedure: 1. Stroke the nail about 50 times with the end of the magnet. Always use the same end of the magnet and always stroke in the same direction. 2. Pick up the paper clips with the nail. Observation: the nail picks up the paper clips. Conclusion: the nail has been magnetized and acts as a magnet. Chapter 5. Experiment 2. A magnetic field is the area around a magnet in which the magnet can affect other objects. Aim: to observe the effect of the magnetic field around a magnet. Materials: magnets of different shapes and sizes, an acetate sheet, some iron filings. Procedure: 1. Place a magnet under the acetate sheet. 2. Sprinkle the iron filings onto the acetate. Observation: the iron filings form a pattern. Using different shaped magnets causes different patterns to form. Most iron filings move near the magnet's poles. Conclusion: the iron filings show that magnets produce a magnetic field. The magnetic field is the strongest at the magnet's poles. Chapter 6, Experiment 3. Aim: to make an electromagnet. Materials: one piece of plastic-coated copper wire, about 1 meter long. Wire strippers: one large iron nail. One 9-volt battery. Some pins or paper clips. Procedure: 1. Cut about 2 centimeters of plastic from each end of the wire using the wire strippers. 2. Tightly wind the wire around the nail. 3. Leave enough wire at each end to twist together. 4. Connect one end of the wire to one battery terminal. Connect the other end of the wire to the other battery terminal. 5. Pick up the paper clips with one end of the nail. 6. Now remove both ends of the wire from the battery terminals and try to pick up the paper clips. Observation: when the wires are attached to the battery terminals, the nail picks up the objects. When the wires are removed from the battery terminals, the nail doesn't pick up the objects. Conclusion: the nail only acts like a magnet when the electric current flows through the wire coil. Glossary: attract, to pull towards. Electric current, the flow of electric charge. Magnetized, something possessing magnetic qualities. Repel, to push away.